Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Nazir Perek Vav Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher to find Ruzivik Hagun Bekarov Mamish. And we continue talking about the Isser a Nazir has to partake of grape products. The Mishnah tells us V'chayv Al Yain B'fnei Atzmai V'Al Novim B'fnei Atzman V'Al Chartzan B'fnei Atzman V'Al Zogim B'fnei Atzman. A Nazir is chayv a separate set of Malkus. If he drinks wine, eats the grapes or the Chartzanim or the Zogim by themselves, it doesn't have to be that it's all together. Even if he eats them separately or drinks the wine separately, he'd be chayv a separate set of Malkus. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argues and he says, he'd be only chayev until he eats two chartzanim and their zog. Because the pasuk says, me chartzanim ve'ad zog. And chartzanim is plural, and the minimum of plural is two, so he has to eat two chartzanim and their zog. And now the Mishnah asks the question that you're probably thinking about, eluhin chartzanim ve'eluhin zogim, what are chartzanim and what are zogim? So chartzanim, elu achitzanim, and hazogim, elu apnimim. Different Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the chartzanim is the outer part of the grape, that's the peel, and the zogim is the inside, that's the pit. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says, shaloi tita, don't make a mistake, it's the other way around. And here's an easy way to remember, kizug shel behema, like the zug of an animal. Zug is a bell that the animal wears around its neck. Hachitzain zug, the outside is called a zug. So that means that zogim of the grape is the outside, and vapnimi, inbal, the inside of the bell is called the inbal, the clapper. And it means that the chartzanim is the pit of the grape, the seed, and not the outside. And going on to Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, stam nazir shloshim yoim. We know that a standard nazir's period is 30 days. Now let's say gilach oshigal chulistim. He shaved himself, he took a haircut machine and gave himself a haircut, or robbers, a bunch of hoodlums, jumped on him and they gave him a haircut. And this was in the middle of the 30 days. So nazir shloshim yoim, he knocks away the 30 days, he has to restart. Furthermore, nazir shigilach Bain bezug, bain betar, a nazir that shaved his head, either with his zug, which is scissors, or with a tar that's a razor, oisha sifsef kolshehu, or he pulled out a hair, even if it's a kolshehu, it's just one hair, but he pulled it out, chayev, he's chayev malchus for doing such a thing. He's over the iser of cutting his hair. However, nazir chayfe fumafasfes, a nazir is allowed to rub his head or scratch his head, and even though some hairs might fall out, that's okay, because the davreshen mischavin, he doesn't have intent for it to come out, and it's not for sure going to happen. Avoloi sirek, but he's not allowed to comb his hair, because combing for sure is going to pull out hair. That's called a psik resha, and therefore he's not allowed to comb. And Rabbi Shmuel adds on by saying lo yachaf ba'adamo, he's not allowed even rub his head with a certain type of dirt that would clean his head, because that's for sure going to remove the hair, and that's asur for him as well. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet, and hey, continue to talk about the surim a nazir has to do certain things during his nazir's period. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.